Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by the fine folks at Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Stop in. You're going to find a trailer you are going to see fit and perfect for your needs. Or you're saying, well, I'd like to tweak this or tweak that. Don't worry. Mid-Soda says, hey, we can do that. We can even manufacture that trailer from scratch to fit your needs. Go see Chad and the whole crew over there at Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. Let's check in. Fellow farm broadcaster Chad Smith joining us says, well, next week could be a big, big week for E15. And a lot of E15 groups are, well, gearing up support here over the weekend. Let's get more details. Chad Smith joining us on this week's report.
A group of agriculture and biofuel trade groups is pulling out all the stops to get year-round E15 over the finish line. Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Sorghum Producers, and the Renewable Fuels Association will all be on Capitol Hill ahead of a planned vote in the House of Representatives that would allow for the year-round sale of E15, a fuel blend made with 15% American-made ethanol. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score highlighted the urgency of the situation and why Congress must act now to secure year-round E15.
The need for year-round E15 has never been more urgent. Global conflict is driving volatility in oil markets and pushing fuel prices to the highest level since 2022. And this is right as we enter summer driving season. Drivers are actively looking for more affordable options, and E15 is one of the few immediate solutions that can deliver savings of 10 to 30 cents per gallon. We've relied on temporary waivers in the past, but these waivers create uncertainty and have held back investment to make E15 more widely available. What we need is a permanent solution, and this is a moment when Congress can actually deliver one.
Neil Kasky, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, noted that year-round E15 is particularly important to farmers who, he said, are staring down the barrel of many different economic and financial challenges.
Farmers are facing a perfect storm right now. They're growing record amounts of corn. About 17 billion bushels of corn was produced in 2025, and we expect a similarly sized crop in the years ahead. Meanwhile, the cost of inputs just continue to reach new highs. This is expected to be one of the most expensive crops to produce in history, and the price of corn is way too low to support any of this. That's the perfect storm that's putting real financial strain on farm families across the U.S. We need solutions that start to change all that, and we need them now. Expanding access to E15 helps create a stronger, more reliable domestic market for our corn. Farmers don't need more uncertainty. They need demand, and E15 is one of the most immediate ways to deliver that.
Meanwhile, Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, pointed to the global nature of the challenge facing consumers looking for lower fuel prices today, adding that ethanol is uniquely positioned in the liquid fuel supply chain to deliver outsized benefits to consumers and to American energy at large.
This legislation is all about energy security and affordability, and those are two things that are critically important to American families right now. Allowing year-round nationwide access to E15 would help lower pump prices at a time when American families really need that relief. Today, E15 is the lowest cost fuel available anywhere in the marketplace, often priced 30 cents, 40 cents, sometimes even more below regular gasoline prices. At the same time, E15 expansion would support jobs and investment all across rural America. Our nation's ethanol market is unattached and insulated from the incredible volatility and price spikes we're seeing in the global crude oil market. This legislation represents a compromise that was carefully negotiated by lawmakers, farmers, ethanol producers, fuel retailers, oil refiners, and many others across the supply chain. It has broad-based support, and now is the time to get this done.
Even with broad bipartisan support, Tim Lust, CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, said E15 supporters have been disappointed by how long it's taken to get Congress this close to passing a permanent fix.
This has been a long-running issue, and frankly, farmers are frustrated. We've seen Congress come close multiple times, only to see the solution delayed again. Just recently, E15 was pulled as an addition to the Farm Bill at the last minute, which is another example of the issue just being pushed down the road. Americans should not have to pay significantly more at the pump when E15 is an option that could be passed. But the important thing is that momentum is still there. The legislation's now moving forward on its own, and there's a real opportunity to finally get this done.
Listeners who want to take action can go to congress.gov to find the phone numbers for their elected officials, or they can visit growthenergy.org/E15 now to quickly send a letter. Chad Smith reporting.
All right, Chad, it will be interesting as we roll in the next week in D.C. how this all unfolds for sure. Well, weather-wise, we've had cool weather, near freezing overnight here the last, 7 to 10 days. Should see some warmer weather coming up. But what does, the extended forecast into the summer months, what is that indicating right now? Rod Bain and Brad Rippey at USDA.
What might producers face in the way of weather impacts this month and through the summer? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey recently provided an outlook, starting with what May might look like weather-wise.
The west, warmer than normal, but we should see some occasional rain and snow like we have been, kind of staving off concerns at least a few more weeks with respect to wildfires and water supply. May reduce irrigation demands for a little bit deeper into the growing season. Cool weather still kind of lurking from Canada northward, pushing into the areas east of the Rockies.
Active weather, meanwhile, is also expected to continue east of the Rockies.
Hopeful that we'll start slowly chipping away at some of that drought across the plains and the south, and hopefully we can start turning the corner in a few areas. You got soybeans more than half planted in most of the southern states, all desperately in need of moisture, and this should help as we move deeper into May.
Rippey says there are mixed signals regarding what summer months weather might look like in the continental U.S. That's because
we're kind of between La Nina and El Nino, so we really don't have a signal coming in from the Pacific. That means that other factors, lately we've been seeing kind of an odd blocking pattern starting to bring the cold air down. And it looks like that general pattern may continue, but these blocking patterns are very tough to foresee more than a few weeks ahead of time. So it's kind of a low confidence summer forecast, unfortunately, in terms of how weather patterns might play out.
Yet what some forecasters are expecting for June, July, and August?
A ridge of high pressure for the summer in parts of the western United States.
And with the potential of an El Nino later in the summer, what are some of the weather implications?
That may contribute to an active southwestern monsoon, so that could bring some drought relief even into parts of the southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, for example. Western U.S. looks hot, the northwest looks dry. Unfortunately, kind of a dry signal for the central and southern Great Plains, and kind of an odd stormy signal here for the mid-Atlantic. And not sure what's going on there, because we're actually expecting kind of a light tropical season.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Alrighty, Rod, thank you very much. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service.